Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tony Storm is done with WWE. Plus, a released NXT star makes a return to AEW. And is X-Pac planning a 2022 comeback? For Thursday, December the 30th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Offering title opportunities to the women's locker room, helping the younger generations really hone their craft. How generous. But the reality is, you don't actually do any of that.
Backslide by Storm. Again, the champ in trouble. Another cover, another kick out by Flair.
A flurry of finishes possible.
Roll up again by Tony Storm. Charlotte turning things around, shoulders down. Got her.
What is your winner and still the SmackDown Women's Champion, Charlotte Flair.
A hell of a fight by Tony Storm. But in the end, Charlotte reigns supreme. The 13-time champion.
So not only was that Tony Storm's first SmackDown main event, not only was that Tony Storm's first crack at the SmackDown Women's Championship, but it was her final match in WWE. Sean Ross Sapp of Fightful broke the news late yesterday that Tony Storm is done with WWE. Sean Ross Sapp writes on Fightful, those that I spoke to within WWE believe Tony Storm asked for her release from the company, though I'm also making an effort to reach out to those close to her. The memo that went out did not list budget cuts as the reason, as has been tradition of late. Dave Meltzer of the Wrestling Observer also corroborates the fact that this was a decision made by Tony Storm. As opposed to being released from the company, she asked for her release from the company. Tony Storm, at just 26 years old, has been with WWE since 2017. She debuted at the inaugural Mae Young Classic. She signed with the company that following year in 2018. She won the second Mae Young Classic, and she went on to become a part of NXT UK, becoming the second ever NXT UK Women's Champion, holding the belt for 231 days before dropping it to Kaylee Ray. She would also go on to do good stuff on NXT in America as well. There was a lot of love for the work that she was doing on NXT stateside. There was a heel turn involved in there as well, in which she really rose the occasion of that. She was called up to the main roster in July, and there was a lot of sporadic appearances for Tony Storm throughout her main roster run. Nothing really for her to get her teeth into until this past month or so, when she was put into a short program with Charlotte Flair, which involved Charlotte Flair basically dismissing Tony Storm as a challenger, pieing her in the face. Tony Storm pieing her back, and then the match that we had that main evented SmackDown last Friday, which saw Charlotte Flair defeating Tony Storm, seemingly putting her in the rearview mirror. And this then that leads us to where we are now with Toni Storm, as we understand it, leaving WWE for other things. Since the announcement, many people have spoken online about how Toni Storm was greatly underused and underutilized as part of the WWE roster. Many from across the wrestling landscape not only showing confusion for her lack of progress within WWE, but delight that she is back on the scene away from WWE. Not long after the announcement, Britt Baker shared a picture of Toni Storm on Twitter, one from her progress return when she was NXT UK Women's Champion, hinting at a desire for maybe Storm and Baker to cross paths now that she is away from WWE. We'll have more details on this story as it comes through at cultaholic.com throughout the day. But as it stands this morning, Toni Storm has left WWE.
Oh, my! What the hell was that? Was that a member of the crew?
Who was that?
What the?
What happened?
Thunder.
What the hell is going on
Thunder
here?
Thunder Rosa is out. She is out cold.
And now Jade Cargill, the jaded Jade Cargill, will advance to face Ruby Soho next week on Dynamite.
What the hell have we just seen
in the tournament? Jade Cargill.
Thunder Rosa knows she got robbed. And look at this hooded figure.
Oh.
That's Mercedes Martinez.
What?
What the hell is she doing here?
She's one of the best women wrestlers in the entire world, is this woman.
And is she on the payroll of Smart Mark Sterling? What is happening here?
A big return for a former NXT star to All Elite Wrestling. That was the moment that Mercedes Martinez arrived back at AEW, helping Jade Cargill defeat Thunder Rosa in the TBS Championship Tournament. She then aligned herself with Jade Cargill. They're making quite the intimidating force there. Mercedes Martinez shortly afterwards was announced by Tony Khan as All Elite, as Tony welcomed Martinez back to the company. So Martinez has previously appeared in AEW in 2019. She competed in the first ever Casino Battle Royale at All Out. And a few months after that, she was on AEW Dark competing there. So she hasn't done anything significant there, but now is the time, I think, for them to truly get behind a star like Mercedes Martinez. Good to see her back doing something in AEW. She had a great run as part of Impact Wrestling, winning the Knockouts Knockdown Tournament and challenging Mickey James for the Impact Championship. I genuinely thought that she would stay there as part of the Knockouts division in Impact Wrestling. That hasn't panned out the way that I at least thought that it would do. Be that as it may, Mercedes Martinez back in AEW. There was another return last night on AEW as Jim Ross returned to the commentary table, having defeated cancer quite decisively. He put out a tweet on social media announcing proudly to the world that cancer has been beaten and he's going back to work. We send our love to Jim Ross, who was back behind the microphone last night on AEW Dynamite New Year's Smash. Full results from that show available at cultaholic.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
If you could choose anybody to have that definitive, this is the end of my time, this is the last match for me, is there anybody you'd love to have that last one with?
I can't pick one specific person, but any of these guys that are great that are coming up like Escobar, like he's a star. Ilho Del Fantasma was a star before he come to WWE, right? Like he made a name for himself. Now he's there and he's doing it in WWE. And if I could be, you know, in a match with him and, you know, ends up being my last match, that would be great. Or, you know, someone like that, not like, you know, like the main event guy, like that's, you know, oh, it's going to be with Randy Orton or this guy. I'd rather it be with somebody that would help boost them. You know, it's not going to help boost Randy Orton to have my last match with me.
Big noise!
Hey, Spot!
You think you could tell us what to do?
Yeah.
You think you could tell us what to win?
Yeah.
You think you better?
Yeah.
Well, you better get ready to bow to the master.
Little bit of my chat with X-Pac, Sean Waltman, on Desert Island Graps back in the summer. Lovely to spend some time chatting to one of my favourites growing up. And it looks as if he is about to get back into the ring. So it was yesterday on The Bump that Sean Waltman announced that he has been cleared by his doctors to return to in-ring action. This is following quite extensive knee surgery that he wasn't sure whether or not he would actually get back into a position to wrestle again. But doctors have said he is good to go. And Sean expects to return to in-ring action in 2022. Now, as you heard there, Sean Waltman has previously stated he would love a match with someone of the caliber of Santos Escobar on NXT. However, the moment the announcement came out, lots of people spoke about the chance, the opportunity, how they'd love to grab it to wrestle with X-Pac. One of those being Raw star Ricochet. Sorry, SmackDown star Ricochet. It's almost like I forgot the draft happened. SmackDown star Ricochet, who simply quote retweeted X-Pac's announcement with the words, "Bring it on, X-Pac," and the fire emoji. Ricochet versus X-Pac. Down for that. Whatever X-Pac does in 2022, I'm very excited to see what he does. I feel like the next couple of matches, if he has a couple of matches in 2022, there's going to be something special about seeing X-Pac back in the ring. Incidentally, that episode of Desert Island Graps, you heard a clip of there, with Sean Waltman, is available on the Cultaholic YouTube channel right now. youtube.com/Cultaholic. In fact, whilst you are on the channel, check out Ross dealing with more assumptions made about Cultaholic. He asked you for what your assumptions are about what we do at Cultaholic, and he has addressed as many of them as he can on the YouTube channel. Plus, you can check out a tier list of the SmackDown roster from last year, who shapes up as some of the bigger stars going into the Blue Brands 2022. Jack and Ross break that down on the YouTube channel right now. You can check out as well the 10 best WWE ECW matches. Remember when WWE brought ECW back kicking and screaming? And there were some good matches amongst all of that. And we'll go through a few of them on the YouTube channel right now. Later today, brace yourself for a 1 hour plus tour de force as I break down every single release from WWE in 2021. Now, this video was recorded about four weeks ago, maybe less. Either way, it was recorded before Tony Storm got released. So there's an obvious omission there. Feel free to tell me about it in the comments, like I don't know. Tony Storm will be missing from that list. But there's 80 plus other names that we go into about their time in WWE and what I think they'll end up doing in 2022. That's youtube.com/cultaholic a little later on today. And for more details and the latest on the breaking story of Tony Storm's departure from WWE, check out cultaholic.com. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.